breaking news, France is going to introduce a nationwide curfew at 6 p.m. So, yeah, there you go. The curfews are coming. I guarantee you, installer in chief, and make him sound like he's a cable operator. Imagine that guy working on your cable, Joe Biden. The installer in chief will try this nonsense. They're trying to dress up everything that Trump has been doing as some kind of revolutionary plan. You know what the revolutionary plan? It's a very good plan. It's a very simple plan. It's 12% of a plan. The plan is national mask mandate and mandatory vaccines. First of all, you better get that needle away from me before something bad happens to you. And secondly, I'm not going along with the mask mandate. It's nonsense. It ain't gonna work. So no. So that's his whole idea. Now, we have a couple things. No guests today. I think I used up all my guests, my guest card this week. Although I think Luke Hobbs will be joining me tomorrow to start up our conversations. Maybe not. Maybe Freedom Works is not, you know, down with me anymore. I mean, oh well, not a big deal. But no guests today. We're going to be looking at any and all breaking news because today is the day that, you know, stuff happens. Tomorrow, nothing happens. It's Friday. Everybody kind of takes the day off. But we are now witnessing the open, I don't want to use the word admittance, but the verification, the condoning, the visual confirmation, that's the word. You're just going along with me on this ride while I search for the correct words. The confirmation that we all know, and that if you've been listening to Mike Church for as long as you have been, hopefully it hasn't been with the crusade, hopefully you followed him from the old station, the old country, where he was telling you the Constitution, this beautiful document, is essentially just a prop. It's a prop, like everything else in federal government, which is why I am done with it. People are like, we're going to primary Liz Cheney, and we're going to primary those 10 Republicans that voted to impeach Trump, and we're going to y'all going to primary a lot of people, right? You're going to primary the entire party, save for maybe 5 people. It's not going to do you any good. You could get 100 Jim Jordans in the Senate. Well, actually, no, let's say you could get 100 Josh Hawleys in the Senate and 538 Jim Jordans in the House, and newsflash, nothing's going to change. Nothing is going to change. All right, if we had 100 Jim Jordans and 100 Josh Hawleys, something would have to change. Nah, man, I know, I'm starting to turn into Biden. Come on, man. Nah, man. I've turned into Riddle. Matt Riddle. Come on, man. Just think about it. You would put 538 constitutional conservative reps into government and the machine would swallow it up. Because what you're looking at is 538 constitutionally amazing conservatives that are the greatest fighters in the history of blah, 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 you know, the whole speech, against what? How many? I can't even give you a number of the bureaucracy that they would have to deal with. The unelected hundreds of thousands, not just in Washington, but across these United States. In your local or your city offices, right? Because the federal government's reach is very expansive. So you have your 538 amazing conservatives, or whatever it is, 535, whatever. Even give them everywhere. Every single elected official. And you got 9 conservative justices, or 55, or whatever, however many will be on the Supreme Court after the Democrats are done, right? Nice, even number. What do you think? 15, 21 justices? So we can have like a 3-tier system of judges? Replace everybody. Speaker of the House is conservative. Senate Majority Leader's conservative. President's conservative. Supreme Court's conservative. It's all conservative. It's conservative wacky mania. Abortion will still be on the record. Wars will still be fought. The system is so large and so out of scale . Then you will realize how out of control. Because right up until the Trump presidency, the WWE style of politics of heels and faces, depending on what side you're on, right? If you're a conservative, all your conservatives are the faces, the baby faces, the heroes. And all the Democrats are the ooh, the boo, evil heels. Boo them. We don't like them. Boo. Yay, here comes our conservatives. We had entrance music and everything, man. If you go to a Turning Point USA conference, they even got money cannons. With the pomp and circumstance and spectacle. Boy, did we all eat it up. Myself included. Oh, so good. This kind of, the secret sport that is politics. Why was it secret? Because we all convinced ourselves. We all convinced ourselves that what these two parties were fighting for the soul of America and good, honest-to-God policies that take care of us. Meanwhile, babies are being murdered. Wars are being fought. The poor being exploited. And the second impeachment, quote unquote, is just a verification, a confirmation of what we've been talking about. It's all theater, man. It's useless. Nancy Pelosi, I have a broken heart. I'm so heartbroken with this impeachment. Yeah, Nancy, you gotta have a heart first, you drunk. If this is the first time you're listening to the Barrett Brief, you might want to buckle up.